Just 9 days before the start of the regular season, the Jets pulled off a surprising move, acquiring veteran wide receiver Jermaine Kearse from the Seattle Seahawks.
Jermaine, how did you find out that you were traded to the Jets?
Oh, well, I was actually on the golf course in the middle of my round. I was actually playing pretty good, and then I got the call. 6 hours later, I was on a flight.
What were the first steps in the transition for you? Once you got out here, you fly out to Newark, and all of a sudden, you're here at the complex.
The first thing I did was instantly get with Coach Durrell and get into the playbook. I had to play that week, so there was a lot to learn in a short amount of time.
It's called a cram course studying. That's what it becomes. He flew in for red eye after the trade, and we spent the whole weekend going over our whole offense. To his credit, he digested all of it, and I went from A to Z. It's all she wrote from there.
Third down and 12. Back to throw McCown. Fires one. And he's got a first down. Hook up to Kearse. And Jermaine Kearse has his first impact play as a Jet.
That first game against Buffalo, you get 7 receptions. Was there a point there where you're like, whoa, I didn't think I was going to get this amount of work so early?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to be ready for any opportunity I had. I came into the game with really no expectations, just to make the most of each opportunity that I got, and I was able to get some throws coming my way, and I just tried to make plays.
And just like that first game in Buffalo, Kearse has remained one of Josh McCown's favorite targets.
Back to throw McCown, looks right, throws a bomb down the right side, looking for Kearse, into the end zone. He's got it. That's a Jet touchdown.
But more importantly, the 27-year-old Kearse has become an important veteran presence for a young receiver core.
Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3, playmakers.
How are you helping some of those young guys in that wide receiver room? Because it is a young group, and I'm not saying you're old.
Yeah, I'm not old. I'm not. I just try to make myself available for them. You know, at any point in time, you know, whether it's football related or it's not football related. Being in Seattle, I got to be around some great guys, you know, Sidney Rice, Golden Tate, like those type of guys that I hung out with and, you know, had those conversations. I just try to do what they did for me here. And, you know, being a pro, whether, you know, that's taking care of my body and just extra film study or just learning, you know, in tough situations to just do the right thing. I just try to relay that over to the young guys and try to show it more so in my actions than just the words.
He's not too old to be, you know, a grandfather in the room, but he has enough experience in our room to yield some respect. Plus, he's such a great guy. Our players love him because he's so personable and he has a great personality that can just, you know, blend in any situation. So he's been a great fit for us.
Todd Bowles sometimes can be straight face. When your name is brought up, he always cracks a smile. Are you a jokester around him?
I kind of mess with him a lot. I mean, he is a very straight faced guy. When I first got here, I'm like, man, do I talk to this guy? You know, is he very perfect? But when you talk to him, he's a great guy.
Look good in white.
I like white.
The first time I can say you look good, you must go have a hell of a day today.
Hey.
I believe that.
Be great.
I'm going to make you be great.
We talk about everything, whether it's basketball, football, about his life, about my life.
I like this stadium. I don't know why. Nice. I like the look of it. I like it. It's pretty dope.
Nice.
It reminds me of like a Coliseum.
It really does. A bigger one.
Though the Jets sit at 4-5, the former Super Bowl champion knows a thing or two about what it takes to be a winner.
I think something special is building here. From a lot of the people I've talked to, the environment is night and day different from last year. And I think it's definitely heading in the right direction. There's going to be up and downs throughout this season. We're going to hit some rough spots. We're going to hit some high spots. And it's ultimately just having grit, you know, just being able to persevere through some tough times. There's only one way we can do it, and that's with each other.